The proposed rule was introduced by the FDA last October to complement the Food Safety Modernization Act, which passed in 2011. It would have changed how brewers handle and store spent grains, which they often sell to farmers as animal feed. Spent grain is leftover grain from the brewing process. The rule was intended to prevent the spread of disease and would have required brewers to make sure grain storage barrels aren't easily confused with trash bins, among other things. They were common sense and reasonable measures, according to the FDA, but brewers thought they were unnecessarily time-consuming and expensive. Dan Carey is the brewmaster at New Glarus Brewery in Wisconsin.
Brewers have been feeding spent grain to cattle probably since the Egyptians were brewing beer. So it's not something new, it's not something odd, it's not something dangerous.
Carey says New Glarus donates about 700,000 pounds of spent grain a month to a local farm. Bill Halfman is an agricultural agent with UW Extension in Monroe County. He says the brewer-rancher relationship on spent grain is a win-win.
Typically, you know, they can be gotten for low cost, and it saves the brewers additional costs of disposal of them, and it provides a good feed source for folks to feed cattle with.
In response to brewers' protests, the FDA says it's going to release revised language for the rule later this summer. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.